you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Where you at? What you hauling? Hey, yes. Boys, I'm in Great Bend, Kansas, hauling
beautiful country up there.
Burial vault to Moundridge, Kansas.
Beautiful up there, man.
Nearly failed a tester this morning. All these truckers are pooping themselves this morning.
Seems to be a trend.
Love the show. I think this guy's got this wrong. This is your baby mama from back in the day, but she's loved the show. I'm one half and one half Tony, half Mexican, half white. Nope, that's Tony. Tony's actually all black.
Yeah, my son's that.
Your
my
son is
Mexican, black,
and white.
White,
white exactly, yeah. Right.
He's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means he's crazy.
He's half black, and then the other side's half white and half Mexican,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. That's why he's crazy.
Oh, so his baby mama was half white, half Mexican?
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Her dad was full-blown Mexican, okay. And the mom was white.
Full-blown white. You ever hear that? I'm full-blown white.
Full-blown
white. How stupid am I? Because I was having a hard time figuring that out.
You are stupid.
Until you explained it.
She's all white.
Tony's all black, and his baby mama was half white and half Mexican.
Yes.
Craig shot around like that. Tony's black. All right. We don't know what Craig is.
23
and me will tell
Craig.
Us eventually.
Yeah, I don't see color.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Actually, right. I see it all the time.
You got to see something.
Yeah. Good point. I bird box color.
You're a freaking
by the way,
idiot.
I finally saw the best bird boxing, and it's called bird boxing. Two dudes swinging each other with blindfolds on.
Oh.
And by the way, they were boxers, too. They were looked like they were in pretty good shape, but they were still swinging wildly because I didn't know where the guy was going to be. And I'm thinking, I would be afraid some guys just
clock me.
All they were blindfolds. So if you could just peek a little bit, you're going to kill the guy, right?
Yeah.
But neither one could see because they were just swinging wildly. It's on the social media right
now. They didn't have a guy in the corner?
There was a guy around. Yeah, there was a guy around.
Saying he's to your right.
No, they didn't have I didn't turn it up. No, there was just a guy making sure nobody got killed. Like somebody took their blindfold off and crushed the other guy.
Just nailing them.
That is so scary.
I would never do that.
You got to be a real boxer to try that because you have to be somebody that knows how to take a hit.
Oh.
If you and I blindfolded just started swinging, we'd kill each other. Somebody would die. It'd be a fist right to the face.
Okay, but
some guy would break his hand.
But people don't swing like a boxer do.
They don't.
I've
boxed in the past. No, these boxers were swinging like we would swing wildly because they didn't know where the guy was. Yeah,
they weren't worried about keeping one up to protect.
No, one guy was. One guy was. But they would try to go in low and swing. They still can't see. So even if you're boxing like a boxer does, protecting his face. You can't just stand there because the guy's going to walk up and jack you eventually, especially in the gut or something like that.
Were they actually in a ring?
Yeah, they're in a ring.
Yeah.
So they should do like in a backyard.
Yeah.
You know,
so backyard
little kids running around. You know,
looked like a couple guys shadow boxing.
They were both in shape, so they looked like real athletes. They were swinging at each other. Yeah. No, they were connecting once in a while, but I didn't see any big connections. Because I think you were just more afraid than anything. So you're swinging and backing up, and you don't know what you're doing. You're blindfolded.
Yeah, because I saw some news report. I think it was 60 Minutes. Yeah, it was a blind guy, but he had some kind of a technical device that would assist him. That would tell him, you know, hey, there's a post on your right.
Okay, well, you should have had that when you were skiing.
No, no, I could see perfectly well.
You talking about Daredevil?
No, no, this is just assist for the blind. I'm curious on the bird box. When can you lift the blind up?
You can't.
Never?
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't lift
it. Not even inside?
I think I've seen stills from the movie where they're inside.
Then they can lift it when they're inside.
And people told us on the phone.
Oh, that's right, because the bird box in the car in the movie, they black out all the windows, and she drives to the store. One of us has to watch a freaking movie. Zumok watched. He told us more about it yesterday. But, they drove to a store with a GPS, and the windows were blacked out. So if you see something, you're right. You can see, but you can't see.
You can't see anybody
the
else.
The alien kills you or something like that.
Yeah, if you're outside and you're even, you know, one eye it, you're dead.
You're dead, yep.
And there's a racial meme out there called Asian bird boxing. Check it out. I don't want to tell you what it is.
I've seen that one,
It's a string across a guy's eyes. And he's Asian, by the way.
Yeah, they had the same...
it's racist.
Assist device.
See now.
That's what he says.
On the special I saw, where the guy was actually driving a car.
Yeah, we talked about this. Craig did a story to tell people not to bird box in a car.
Idiots. People are idiots.
Yeah. Bird box in a ring all you want. I'd come watch that.
But
if you want to fight each other with blindfolds on, I'd watch that. How you doing, Mr. Evans?
It's
great.
It's out there. It's a meme on Facebook. It's really racist.
Absolutely great.
Yeah.
Today might be the day.
What's the day? Craig? It's Friday, man. Craig?
Today might be the day.
I was going to say, we asked earlier, LD said we're at eyes. He looked over your
pen.
With Carol Channing. Good. We should get rid of something. Could happen over the weekend. And
we are in
the
eyes.
We lose Kirk Douglas over the weekend, and we're screwed.
We're in the eyes, and we have to get through the peas.
Mm-hmm. So I'm watching last night. They did a they have a piece ready to go when Betty White dies. And Puss watches, what's his name again?
David Muir.
David Muir on ABC, the evening news. And they had a piece ready to go. Thought, you know what, let's just run this thing. She ain't going to die and say it's her birthday. And that's what that was. It made no sense to have a whole piece ready to go and she's 97.
Yeah.
It seems like she was dead watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they come back and say, happy birthday.
It kills me that it was like, they showed a clip of her from SNL. She's like, I'm 88 years old. And I'm like... Damn, that was 9 years ago?
When she was a petition to get her to be. Yeah.
That's right.
So those old actors, they have stuff ready to go so they can get it right on TV, even old rock stars.
You kind of have to.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I made this thing 8 years ago. Let's just run this. It's her birthday.
It shows her casket in the film.
Exactly. They forget.
To take that part.
They had it ready to go and she was dead. Let's just run it. They forgot about it.
There's two versions: heart attack, cancer.
Then this was actually on ABC News. Craig, you would hate this. I know your dad would hate this too because it's a British thing. But it was so stupid about Prince. His Land Rover got T-boned. What? First of all, why is he driving?
That's what I said.
First of all, because
he
wants to.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah,
well, he shouldn't be now. He was T-boned by somebody. Didn't see the guy. The guy didn't see him either. But that's not the point of the story. They did a story about that on the news last night, and they go, "What's his name? Prince Philip." Prince Philip, as seen here in The Crown.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
They showed a younger Prince Philip driving an actor. And you see that?
Yes.
And I go, what? What?
Yeah.
That's a national. That's something you'd see on a local station.
That's
as seen
lazy.
Here, they didn't say as an actor. As seen here in The Crown.
Oh, it was a reenactment.
Well, it
was from the show.
The movie The Crown. Yeah.
Oh,
the show The Crown. Yeah.
It must have cost them more to get stock footage
of him driving somewhere. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Wow. That had to have been a financial decision.
That's lame.
It was like, I was like, what?
I thought it was great that right at the end of the story, they said that both drivers were breath tested. And, like,
he blew dust.
Had to breath test the prince.
And then they said something really bad.
Last night.
How old is Prince Philip?
97.
Okay, and he retired from official duties 2-3 years ago. I said duties.
Yeah.
And they said, in the story, they said, the prince has been looking increasingly frail lately. And I said... What? Yes! He's 97!
And as they said that in the piece, they showed a picture of him looking like a skeleton covered with skin.
Yeah, he did.
He just looked terrible.
I want to hear increasingly frail at 97.
It is...
So they didn't take age at all into a factor? It was like we're going to breath test both of them?
No, breath test just goes with every car accident there.
Yeah, the prince could have been hammered.
It's not a matter
of... looking over the queen for 60
years. It's not a matter of, are we going to breath test him or not? Everyone gets breath tested.
Even the prince gets breath tested.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, period. Right. They don't care for the drink driving, as they call it.
At 97, they were hoping to catch his last breath. You got it right here in this box.
You're going to blow harder in this and he dies.
Yeah, I'm amazed he had enough breath in his lungs to make the thing work.
Yeah. Somebody had to push on his lungs to blow it out.
Oh, my goodness.
He must have been wearing a seatbelt, man. That Land Rover rolled over, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You imagine those two women. They're okay, right? The women hit them.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
I T-boned the prince last night.
I saw a Land Rover commercial last night. And
those cars are cool. That's why they're $70,000.
Starting
67.5.
$67,000.
Yeah. I think that version has roll up windows.
Yeah. You know, it does.
Final seats.
Final seats and roll up window.
AM radio.
AM radio and two wheel drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that rec commercial ran here yesterday. The one
where he's climbing the stairs in China or something.
Cool. Yeah, they're cool cars.
Yeah, there's a bunch of several courses around the world, several difficult roads around the world that they feature.
I've driven one of those.
You walk out
in the commercial.
Pikes Peak is on there.
Yeah, that sucks.
You walk out of the store when they say it starts at 67.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't even walk into the store.
True. You don't.
You see Land Rover on the building and go, I'll be down here at some of them.
It better be loaded with an auto suck for 67.5.
It's not.
I know.
That's bare bones.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, if you want any options, I bet you're coming close to $100,000 to buy one of those.
I don't know what the... I mean, obviously, they don't have roll-up windows in a Land Rover. But
no, they don't roll up the windows in a Land Rover.
No, I mean this.
The hell does that mean?
The handle. The handle. Grow up.
No.
Listen.
No.
Don't be so stupid.
I will.
You're better than that.
Grow up.
Okay.
Good luck with that. Yeah. I think you missed the boat there.
Get a real job.
And it's got a sunroof, but it's one of those, the crank.
I had one of those. Yeah. I had one of those in old Celica.
It just pops up.
Well, I had one of the old Celica to roll it back with your hand. I thought it was cool. Ooh. Chicks dug it. You want to hear the moonroof?
Yeah. I had a moonroof.
You crank it, your armpits in her face. But not sexy at all.
Just... It was on a hinge, and it opened up about
that's what I had. You pop it up.
Yeah, at least mine rolled back.
Or you could take it off completely, but that involved getting out of the car.
That's T-tops.
Lifting it. And, pretty much like a T-top.
Mine was broken top.
Yeah, putting it in the back seat or putting it in the trunk.
I would pop it up and I'd hit a bump and it'd come right back down. Yeah. That's how gangster.
That's how you roll, man. Yeah. That's how you gangster.
You should have put two sticks in there.
Yeah.
I would have held it up.
My first car was nice enough. It had an electric sunroof. It was from 1977. But it had a gap of about an inch behind the sunroof. Yeah. So when it rained, it wouldn't come right in.
Okay.
It would wait. When you hit the brakes, then the water would roll out from the roof and hit you right in the back of the neck.
Yeah.
It was cold too.
Who had Carol Channing there, Craig?
Some of the Deadpool players that had the 97-year-old Carol Channing include, but are not limited to, I Love Death and Onions.
Oh, yeah.
And grass. Also getting a hit, I'm a Colin Cowboy.
Yes, you are.
I Win Who's More Alive.
That guy's sick.
I Beat Cancer. I Am Hung gets a hit. I Reap When You Go. Jack's Pocket Pills gets a hit.
Don't go drinking with Jack this weekend.
Well, you might want to.
You might want to, yeah. You got one of those pills, Jack?
Can I get a ride?
Right.
Pop it in my beard, Jack.
Right. Well, first you got to reach in and fish it out for him. That's why they're pocket pills.
Yeah, good point.
James Doohan's finger gets a hit, as does Jay's gay dad. And Jay's other gay dad get hits.
Hey, maybe his parents are gay. Or that sounds like somebody just riding their buddy there.
Yeah, that's possible.
Oh, man. Jesus Wants a Courtesy Tap.
What?
Gets a hit.
And you said that.
I wasn't exactly sure.
Jesus.
No.
Courtesy
Jesus
tap.
H. Christ gets a hit.
Yeah.
As does Jethro 57 and Jim Abbott's non-throwing hand. Jimmy Casino gets a hit.
Jimmy, congratulations.
Jim Neighbor's butt plug.
Unlike Family Guy, that joke probably won't go away on this show.
And we will get to more of them later.
All right.
We're going to need that.
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. I could use that today.
Yeah, so we'll get to that later.
Okay, I'm going to get ready to go now.
You do that.
Because I want you to hit the post on that one, brother. All right. Jim sucks. Does he play this song? We'll play it later on, but We'll talk about it then.
Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Washington, D.C.'s former archbishop says that he did not report sexual abuse allegations against a powerful U.S. cardinal in 2004 because
he's a piece of crap. That's
No. Because he didn't remember.
Why do people go on Sunday, man, to those places? And I know we're anti-everything, I get it, but I've been reading that more in the mainstream media. It's like, what the hell is wrong with the Catholic Church? And
why he said he didn't intend to provide false information. He just forgot.
Yeah. I don't just go. I build big shrines along the river.
In your house?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
As a homage. Because yeah. That's my ticket to heaven.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. While you're screwing over poor people.
Oh, yeah.
While your son's screwing over poor people. Yeah, that's the Ricketts compound on the river.
That's what I like to do. Yeah. Build shrines to Jesus.
Do y'all let them eat cake then?
To say, look how Catholic I am.
Well, you rich people come here and retreat with me. But you poor people are not getting Medicaid.
Right. Let's stand up on top of our building here and look down our nose.
Do people understand the hypocrisy? I guess they don't. They still vote that way.
Gladys Knight singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
She's singing the night in Georgia instead.
I'm going to say that maybe because it is overexposure, but at this point in time, I prefer Gladys Knight's version of Heard It Through the Grapevine to Marvin Gaye's.
Really?
Really.
But I fear it's only because of overexposure.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. That's some of my favorite stuff on Facebook. People go, I'm just going to say it, and they say stuff like that.
Do you stay up late thinking about that?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I love Gladys Knight.
Just yesterday, I heard someone say the opposite.
Well, they're wrong.
Was Kornheiser.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I heard somebody mention that on PTI.
So that makes it top of mind. I pay attention to things that are going on.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight is cool. Always has been.
CCR's version is pretty good.
I like their version too. Yeah.
Average white band. Everyone.
Yeah. But I think if you would have asked, Michael Wilbon has never heard of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It's white guys in flannel. You wouldn't know that.
Melissa Etheridge singing the national anthem, anthem. Sunday's AFC Championship game. Jimmy Buffett.
She's 11
at the
worth
NFC girl. Championship game.
Yeah, but this is the first time I've seen Melissa Etheridge rooting so much for the Chiefs.
I've seen it.
Since we joined Twitter.
Well, she's always been a Leavenworth girl, so she's a Chief fan. Her mouth's going to freeze. Actually, it's going to be in the mid-20s, right?
Yeah, they're talking it's going to be a little warmer.
All right.
I mean, they said
that's good for Cleet.
Wind chill will probably still be down in the single digits, but...
Yeah.
But it would be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When fans are at games that cold weather, you're just concerned about trying to stay warm and watch the game.
You're not enjoying it.
This is why
I'm not enjoying it.
I feel more sad for actually got the referees than I do the players, because the players are playing. They're running around. Now, I know Cleet's moving around, but he also has to think, concentrate, blow a whistle, say the right call, all that crap, while freezing your balls off.
Yeah.
Well, and the players have
heaters
on the
sideline. Not look like you're cold. Like, you imagine if he was acting like he was shaking. The social media go crazy. The ref should be out there. He's too cold. Yeah, he's freaking cold.
He's moving around. Better than being in the stands.
No, the stands are the worst. But when you're in the stands, you don't have to do anything. You have no responsibility except for to stay warm,
and cry.
Drink, and scream. And cry, right?
Yeah, it's too damn cold.
Oh, I thought it was because the Cowboys lost.
Yeah, well, I did that last Saturday night. Yeah,
depending upon when you sit and when you stand and where you sit and where you stand affects the outcome of the game.
Oh, that's right.
So as a fan, you have a lot of responsibility. Don't you forget that.
I forgot about that.
I don't doubt that, but I haven't been playing that angle. I need to look into that a little bit more and actually think about how my team is doing relative to my geographic location.
My brother-in-law used to go to another room, other rooms when the Huskers were losing, so he spent the last four seasons in the other room.
Couldn't he just go do something?
He thought we'd go to the other room. Back in the day, we'd go to the other room. They would score, and he bought into that crap. Not really.
No, not really.
But I still gave him crap. I said, you must be in the room a lot now. Like the last two, three seasons.
Actually, that's the room now.
Yeah, that is the room. You guys tell me what's going on over there. Yeah, we're losing. Stay there.
Oh, yeah, that's a major factor is what TV you watch.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Right. And maybe that's why my team didn't do so well.
Yep.
Not just looking into that, Craig. Not just the TV you're watching it on. Mm-hmm. What chair you're sitting in.
What chair you're sitting in. Your little lucky football. I got a little lucky football.
Oh, yeah, I got lucky football. Yeah.
And God forbid you're out of town. watch the game out of town. Then don't know, is this the right TV? Do I need to go someplace else?
Right.
Is this the right place to sit?
Oh, that's right, because you watch your boys.
So much experimentation. And I found out, watching the Vikings at the bar, that when I watch the Vikings at a bar, they always lose. Wow.
Then don't do it.
All right. Yeah, then you should do that more often.
Yeah, let's make that a policy then.
More reason to stay in
the
house.
Let's make that a policy. Yeah, I think I watched them in a bar once in the last 4 years.
And they lost.
Every time.
Every time.
Don't they usually lose when you see them in person, too?
Yeah, that's true, don't they?
No. The last time I saw them, they won. They beat the Rams.
Okay.
One dedicated Los Angeles Rams fan, Andrew Liptock, has posted an online petition calling on the NFL to remove head referee Bill Vinovich from Sunday's NFC Championship game against the Saints. He says that that the Rams are 0-8 when Vinovich and his crew officiate games.
He's keeping track of that.
You know what?
Finally.
And they could easily be 0-9.
He says the NFL made the move to get the Saints quarterback Drew Brees back to the Super Bowl, man.
And Cleet's going, finally, some attention else, deflected from me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Finally, it's not a Patriot fan bitching about me.
Exactly.
It's a Ram fan bitching about the NFC referee.
That's hilarious.
Problem Cleet refs games is we take it. We take it on social media, which is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Your boy.
Cheating.
Yeah, he loves being called that.
Your boy always cheating.
Your boy's cheating.
Your boy was looking good out there, though. He looks good, but he's cheating.
Yeah, once in a while we get that.
I got that.
Your boy made a good call.
I get it all the time.
Yeah, but he sucks. He's a hunk, but he sucks.
He was when he was refereeing that the Ravens game, and Michelle, Brett Michaels' sister, was texting me during the game. She's a big Steeler fan. She was actually texting Brett at the same time, and she knew I knew Cleet. So, but she was saying, "Man, your boy screwed up." Like, come on, Michelle. I said, because I was out and about some of that game, and I texted her back. I said, "He didn't do anything." I found out later he made all the right calls, and it was funny. But she said, I know he's a good guy. I love on your show, but you're your boy. I'm thinking she's freaking out because we hate the Ravens, you know.
She's mad.
It was hilarious. So, that's my roast recent, your boy.
Wow. The 16-year-old niece of WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle got kidnapped from her home in Pennsylvania. Penn Hills, are you familiar with that?
That's a Steeler fan, yeah.
On Wednesday by her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, if I can't have you, nobody can.
Oh, my.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Then somehow there was a Facebook Live video. Cops figured out where she was. SWAT team called out.
How old's Angle now?
Angle's probably 50.
I don't know.
Probably 50.
He's still enough shape to kick this guy's ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well, he was a gold medalist in 96,
yeah, he's
if 50. That helps.
Yeah. Right at 50.
If he stayed in shape, body slam this bozo.
So she's 16, guy's 19. SWAT team came out, got him. He's already been convicted on charges of kidnapping. I believe this happened a few years ago.
Excellent kidnapping strategy.
And they found
another
missing person at that same house that they haven't identified yet.
He didn't kill anybody, did he?
No, okay, nobody's dead that I'm aware of.
It's a long time.
That's how Liam Neeson finds his daughter in all those Taken movies. Yeah,
because
the guys go Facebook Live.
Speaking of breakups, Push and I watched the news last
night. We got a bunch of human trafficking chicks here. Hey, we're Facebook Living right now.
21-year-old college kid.
Nice flying, American chick right
flying,
over here.
Flying back from Britain to Georgia. And really, really drunk on the plane. He got a text saying his girlfriend broke up with him on the text on the plane. Started drinking like rum.
Straight rum.
Straight rum out of a liter bottle. Went crazy on the plane. Crying, bitching, swinging. Turned around, landed back in London, 6 months in jail. Not even suspended sentence. Said you can't do that. And they showed this kid. Good looking kid, hat backwards, 21, drunk off his ass on a plane because his girlfriend broke up with him as he got on the plane.
Wow. Yep.
They don't like
that's what the problem with texting and breaking up
is. Yeah, you can't do that.
They don't like the drink flying either.
Oh, man, it was
over in Britain.
They have video of this guy. Hey, they turn around. That means they're over the ocean.
Oh, I would have been pissed.
Yeah. If I was like 200 other people on the plane. Yeah,
they should let the other passengers handle that.
No, this kid was, they had to struggle holding him down. Oh, you can see it from an angle.
Yeah,
he
had his rum muscles on.
Yeah, he had rum muscles. He was a young kid, young, strong kid. Yeah. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.